Welcome to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this week we'll hear some new music from Musica and some excerpts from their loft concerts at the Contemporary Arts Museum Houston. We'll begin with a tribute to the original Golden Age of Television and a little sitcom called I Love Lucy. This duo for flute and guitar by Michael Dougherty is called Yo Amaba a Lucy, or I Loved Lucy. And it's just a little musical love letter to the show, inspired in part by the Cuban roots of the character Ricky Ricardo. Here are Amanda Gallick on flute and Mark Rosenberg on guitar. Thank you. Yo Amaba a Lucy by Michael Dougherty, performed by Amanda Gallick and Mark Rosenberg as part of Musica in 2018. Next, we've got a set of two pieces by Matthew Hinson, originally for solo violin. First is Basement Art Guru, which is an anagram of the name of Australian composer Stuart Greenbaum. And like the different arrangement of letters, the piece arranges its notes in a variety of permutations. Following that is Repetepetition, and no, I did not just stutter there on that title. You can probably expect that this piece is a bit repetepetitious. Here is Sergei and Yap performing the piece on viola. ¶¶
Thank you.
Sergey and Yap performing two works by Matthew Hinson, Basement Art Guru and Repetepetition. That was a performance from the Contemporary Arts Museum Houston. You're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. From solo viola to solo violin, this is a piece by Franco-Lebanese composer Bekara El-Khoury called Arminia. It's performed here by Natalie Lin.
Thank you.
Natalie Lin performing Arminia by Bekara El Khoury in a Musica concert from 2018. This concert concludes with a little piece for violin and guitar, a sonatine by Pierre Jalbert. As he describes it, it's not quite so serious and lengthy as a sonata, so you get a sonatine. Pierre Jalbert's Sonatine, performed by Musica musicians Natalie Lin on violin and Mark Rosenberg on guitar. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this is Encore Houston. We'll move on to another Musica concert at the Contemporary Arts Museum Houston, this time for various assortments of strings. We'll start with a violin duo with Karen Tanaka called Shibuya Tokyo, named after the very busy rail station Shibuya and inspired by its chaotic nature.
Thank you.
Shibuya, Tokyo by Karen Tanaka. You heard Samuel Park and Evie Chin on violins in that performance from January of 2020. Stringed instruments are capable of a lot of different sounds. They can be bowed and plucked, but also there are different sound qualities you can get depending on where you bow the string or how much pressure you apply to it. That's kind of the conceit of this next piece by Nina C. Young. It's a work for solo cello that focuses more on the sounds produced by the instrument as opposed to, say, a specific melodic or harmonic gesture. Some of it even might sound a little bit like electronic distortion, even though it's a completely acoustic performance. Here is Max Geisler performing Ainsi soit-il.
Thank you.
cellist Max Geisler with Nina C. Young's Ancien Soit-il, performed at the Contemporary Arts Museum Houston with Musica. This is Encore Houston. Now for some purely instrumental music inspired by language. This is Greenlandic, which is part of a larger work called Babel by Gabriel Bolaños. It draws from poetry readings by Greenlandic poet Jesse Kleeman, and a lot of the music is patterned after the linguistic gestures in those readings. The composer even analyzed very specific sounds of speech and interpreted them musically.
Thank you.
Gabriel Bolaños' Green Landing, performed by Samuel Park, Evie Chen, Sergey Anyap, and Max Geisler as part of Musica in 2020. This next piece is like a little musical time capsule. It's in three movements, each of which was composed within a 14-year span. So composer Carola Obermüller wrote the first movement, then completed the second movement 7 years later, and then the third movement 7 years after that. It's called Excess, that is, the letters X and S, but it's about excess, as in the word excessive. It's a study in kinetic motion and pressure, and it's performed here at the Contemporary Arts Museum, Houston.
Thank you.
Excess by Carola Obermueller. You heard Musica musicians Samuel Park and Evie Chen on violins, Sergei Anyap on viola, and Max Geisler on cello. We'll conclude with one final work for string quartet, a contemplative piece by Michael Ippolito inspired by The Songlines, a book by Bruce Chatwin that itself is inspired by Australian Aboriginal spirituality. There's a melodic gesture that opens the piece that informs the rest of the work, which itself is kind of a journey through a musical landscape, very similar to the spiritual landscape traversed by the Aborigines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Ippolito's String Quartet No. 3, performed as part of a Musica concert at the Contemporary Arts Museum Houston in January of 2020. You heard violinists Samuel Park and Evie Chen, violist Sergei Anyap, and cellist Max Geisler. Keep an eye out for upcoming Musica events in April. They've got a new Contemporary Arts Museum Houston virtual performance happening April 15th, and then their spring benefit at Buffalo Bayou Park on April 18th. You can find out more about those events at musiqahouston.org. The recording engineers for these concerts were Fran Schmidt and Ben Doyle, and Mark DiClaudio does the mix for the show. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this has been Encore Houston. Thanks for listening to Houston Public Media.